From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Father, thank you for tonight. 2020 is too much for us. 2020, if this is 2019, then 2020, Lord God Almighty, you know you are going to reign even greater among us in our lives and in our churches. You reign over all that dwelleth on earth. We bless you, we give you praise. Jesus' name. Somebody said amen. If you can sit down somewhere. Hallelujah. Find somewhere to sit. If you cannot sit, that's okay. That's a normal church. The demons, they've gone far. Is there some order there? Some order there. I don't think you can arrange any chairs there yet, right? Hey. No, don't sit no high. Just sit down. Find somewhere else to sit. I mean, just find somewhere else to sit. I need some oil in my hands. Watch it. Where's the oil? Find somewhere to sit. Demons have gone very, very far from here. This is not an environment for demons. Thank you, Lord. 2 Chronicles 32:25. Let me try and just say a few things. And then we'll close. What a convention. What a convention. That's all right. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Easy. Easy. Quiet. I command you to be quiet. Be quiet. Watch it. Be quiet. Satan, keep quiet. Shh. It's okay. I'm in charge here. I want to speak. Everybody keep quiet. Everybody keep quiet. Quiet. 2 Chronicles chapter 32 verse 25. Peace be still. Peace be still. Watch her, right? She's not ready. Watch her. Right there. The right seat right there. Okay, so we're just saying that we have to respond appropriately to God's kindness towards us. What do you think about that? God has been so kind to us. He continues to be kind to us. And therefore, the last days or the last hours of 2019, God is telling us that we should learn to respond appropriately to Him. Now, let me show you a scripture, one or two scriptures. I'm preaching, oh. I'm preaching. In Mark chapter 5, is it chapter 5 of Mark? Mark chapter 5, Juju, help me a little bit, just a soft one. Verse 18. Mark chapter 5, verse 18. How do we say thanks? This is how we say thanks. You glorify God to say thanks. Bible says, when he was coming to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him. Didn't ask him, he prayed him. Prayed him that he might be with him. He prayed him that he might be with him. This is how you say thanks. Your thank you must drive you to want to be with him. To say thank you to God means that you must want to be with him where he is all the time. Yeah, he's here. To say thank you, you have to be willing to be in his presence as often, as regular, as consistent, as daily as possible. He said, the guy, he was delivered of devils. And the guy did not see anything else to do with his life to thank God than to say, I want to be with you. That's how you give thanks. You give yourself to him. Watch yourself from today. By giving thanks or not giving thanks to God, by staying away from him and wanting to be with other things and spend your time with other things, watch those behaviors from this day forward. That's not how we say thank you. You have to learn how to say thank you. When the demons left him, he says, my life was nothing anyway. What do I lose? I was in the tombs. I was cutting myself. I was destroying my own self. What should I do with my life? What, you see, when God, if only we understand how God has delivered us from death. And I'm not talking about death by dying naturally. The death that comes with hell. If only we understand what it means to go to hell. And how Christ has delivered us from that power. Then all that we will want to do with our lives is to be with him. How many are going to be with him in 2020? Say, Lord, I to say thank you, I just want to be with you. It reminds me of the Moon song, I just want to be where you are. Dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. I
just want to be with you. I want to be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, in your presence. That's where I always want to be. I just want to be you. That's how you say thank you. That's how you say thank you. That's number one. You want to be with him. After he has saved you and delivered you, who else are you going to be with? It's not the person who has done something great for you. Who else are you going to give your time yourself to? It's very unfortunate that when the 10 lepers were healed, the 9, they went to look for their girlfriends. They went to look for their families. They went to look for a job to try and reintegrate into the system. But one guy, he went back. We have to learn how to say thank you. To say thank you means you must want to be where he is.
You think about it. All the time we've been with the Lord, think about the opposite of it. If you have not been with the Lord all this while also, how hardcore a sinner you would have been. You'd have been swimming in all kinds of things. To say thank you means you want to be with him. What does the 19 say? Jesus said, oh no. 19. How be it? Jesus said, no. Go home to thy friend. And tell them how great things the Lord has done for thee. And have had compassion. That's number two. You talk about what God has done for you. That's how can I say thanks? You must go about and say thank you by glorifying and telling others what God has done for you. That's number two. Jesus said, I won't give you this first option. I'll allow you the second one. There's another way. To be with me is not the only way. The other way is also to go around telling others about what God has done for you. Hardly do we speak about what God has done for us. I'm trying to preach you. Is that Granny? Granny came back tonight. Wow. Granny, this is the church, you know. It's a fantastic church. So, how can I say thanks? Number one, you say thank you by staying with the Lord. I remember the story I read some time ago about a slave who was bought by somebody. There was this guy who was a slave. And so this gentleman, who's that? Huh? Tivon, hey. Jomel is your son. He's touched by. All right. It's his first time crying like that, so I'll allow him to cry. It's nice. You should record him. So you show it to him. Where's Aina? Aina is here. Okay. Wonderful. Keep your eyes on them, right? Who's watching them? I need a big... Okay. All right. Are they able? Okay, so this guy went to a slave market and they were auctioning slaves. So this person will come and then they'll say, who buy this one? We're starting from $20. And somebody say, 25. Somebody say, 26. And somebody will bid, 30. And so 34. It goes up to a certain price and the person with the highest price, that's how we do bidding, isn't it? They win. So this slave was bought. Another was bought. And then there was this particular slave whose turn it was. And he came. He stood on the stage. And then the auctioneer said, this slave is going for $20. Then the man said, 50. Somebody said, 70, 80. Because the guy was nice and strong. You could use him to do a lot of things in your yard. Django Unchained. So somebody offered a nice amount. Let's say about 100. Then this gentleman offered 500. When he said 500, everybody turned around to look at him. He's like, how can this slave be worth this 500? So that was the end of the bid. No, nobody challenged him. So he went, he processed the paperwork and everything, and then he took the slave. In fact, when he was taking the slave actually spat on him. Because he was expecting the worst. If this guy has bought me, he's going to do something, you know, to me that I wouldn't like. Then the man turned around and looked at the slave and said, I bought you to set you free. This is the paperwork. You're free. He looked at the man. He said, what did you say? He said, I bought you to set you free. Go. This is your paper. Like Django, he's a free slave. The guy couldn't believe it. He broke down in tears. And then when he finished crying, he said, no. He won't go anywhere. He wants to be with him. He said, I can't go anywhere. I want to. You brought me to set me free. No, I want to be with you. Who am I going to? I've never expected anybody to value me and buy me like this and set me free. And that's what Christ did for us. He bought us with his precious blood and he set us free from the yoke of the devil and from the chain of sin. So that you and I will not live any longer for ourselves. And that's what the Apostle Paul said. He said, I am crucified with Christ. But nevertheless, I live. But what? Yet not I. But it's Christ. Even though I have been set free, I can't live my life for myself. You say thank you by staying with him. I pray that your thanksgiving will be a daily thing. And therefore, your be with him will also be a daily thing from this day forward. A new era of thanksgiving. A thankful life is, I want to be with you. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy you bought me and you set me free. That I don't see anybody who will love me and do such a thing for me. I can't find this love from anywhere. I want to be with you. That's how you say thanks. And then number two, you go around and you publish it. How quiet many of us are. How silent many of us are. You don't say nothing about anything about Christ, about God. All you talk about is church. Church is not the same as telling people about what God has done for you. That's why many of us don't get results. Rebecca, that's why many people don't get results. Because it's always church. You never are able to say things about yourself for people to see how and where God has brought you from.
That's how you say thanks. When God has something for you, you can't keep quiet. You cannot keep quiet. You can't keep quiet. Peter told the Sanhedrin, he said, for we cannot but speak. Acts chapter 4. He said, we cannot, we can't keep quiet. How can we keep quiet? Look at the type of church we have. Is it because we don't talk about our church? People say bad things about our church. I'm saying it again. Because we don't speak about the church we are part of, people rather say bad things about our church. We look more bad outside the church than who we are. There's no church that you see these things happening there. You can go around and see. The church where young people come, they even have problems with their parents when they go home. Because they come, they don't want to even go home. There's no place where young people, you go and find churches where young people go to church. They are quick to leave the place and go home. That's why many parents don't understand why their children come to this church and they are here long, long, long. It's like, what kind of church is this? Why are they being kept there? It's like, they cannot understand what's going on. If we will talk about our church, about God's power and His presence here, like we have to do, we'll be able to tell. We will be able to at least neutralize some of the bad things people say about us. That's why today when today I saw some older people, I was very excited. I saw some aunties and uncles and grannies. It was so beautiful. Because our church is filled with young people. Small boys. Small boys and girls. The older ones have started coming. It's a blessing. These boys are from babies. David, isn't it? David, Shaquille, they are from babies. They are from Stanley Town. They came with their pastor from all the way from babies. Which young people, they go to dance. So it's dance and concert they go to. They don't go to church. This is not a church camp. We are not having a church camp of swimming and basketball and cricket. We are talking pure God, pure Bible, pure preaching. Nothing inside. We are not sharing rice here. There's no counterload of rice that we are selling here, or we are giving out to people. They came from New Amsterdam. Huh? You see what God is doing in Warlock? You know Warlock? East Ranveld. God is bringing boys who would have been probably going to jail. Michael, you probably would have been going to jail. You wouldn't know. See, because you have come to church, it is as if it is normal. God actually had delivered you from some fight where you would have done something for them to take you to jail. You don't even understand. And so if we don't talk about the church that God has given to us and the presence and the power. Yeah, Judy, I saw Judy's message late. She went to church, some demon attacked some girl. I said, Judy, next time you cast your devil yourself. You have power to cast devil. She brought the girl here for the devils to be cast out. Yeah. And Dr. Keith went to. Yeah, he just finished medical school. Watch one, assist one, and do one. Went to cast out the devil. So fast. When he finished, I asked the people, hey, it's fast, Pa. The devil has gone very quickly, Pa. Yeah. We have something. We have something. Ladies and gentlemen, if I were you, I would talk a lot about what God is doing in our lives here at the Shepherd House International. God is doing in our lives here in this church. We must speak about it. Otherwise, people say it's Obia Church. That church, you go to the church, the people stay there, long, 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 long. Yeah, what kind of church is that? And it looks so bad, but you see, when you come and you experience what is happening. Some of these girls, you don't know the demons and the things they carry around with them when they walk around. It's like she felt when she was dancing. Yeah, you can't dance if you have demons. Huh? Hello. It's a requirement.
I'll refer you to a doctor right now, okay? If you won't be quiet, let me preach. I'll refer you to one of my trainee doctors. Are you with me? So I'll leave you with these two things for the last night of the convention. How do I say thank you? By staying with him. Let us decide to stay with the Lord. You see, we run into error when we come to church for a while. We think that we know everything about God. You see, but if you look at your life, you don't know anything. You have not seen anything yet. So this point that you have come, that you feel like there's something out there better for you, you are making a big error. You have not begun to see anything at all. So may the Lord help us. May the Lord usher us into a season of thanksgiving. A season of wanting to be with him and with him only. And also to go around and speak about him. Stand to your feet tonight.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.